Federal officials are considering changes to management of native sacred sites in national forests. A year-long review stems from conflicts in the lower 48, but the new policies could affect burial sites and other locations in Alaska. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Tribal groups have fought for years over protection of sacred sites on Forest Service land. One of the biggest battles was at a northern Arizona ski area where recycled wastewater was used to make snow on a sacred mountain. Another was in Nevada, where a sacred rock was being used for recreational climbing. Forest Service officials recently decided to get fresh input from tribal groups as they consider how those decisions are made. John Autry of the Tongass National Forest Tribal Relations Program says meetings are already taking place.
We understand it is critical to incorporate Alaska Native perspectives and values and to mutually determine what guidelines and policies we can both live with.
Listening sessions here and nationwide began in November and will continue for several months. Autry, who's based in Ketchikan, says recommendations will be developed, then go back to tribal leaders before any decisions are made. The effort will take about a year. The process for protecting and managing sacred sites is somewhat different in Alaska than for the lower 48. Steve Kessler, a Forest Service official based in Anchorage, says that's due to the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act.
Some of the key areas of historical and cemetery-type interest for the tribes have been actually set aside through withdrawal, through selection and conveyance to the regional corporations. And so to some degree, there may be less of a concern in Alaska than in some of the rest of the country.
Forest Service leaders in Washington say any policy changes must allow the agency to fulfill its various missions. Those include natural resources development and recreation. The Forest Service has reviewed its sacred sites policies before. Autry says a similar process 6 years ago led to changes in Tonga's planning documents. Prince of Wales Island and Angoon leaders have already been contacted, and meetings are planned with other groups in and near Southeast's Tongass and South Central's Chugach National Forests. A four-member Alaska Tribal Leaders Committee is also part of the review. Kessler says the sacred sites process will include a variety of people.
It's not just tribes that are necessarily the keepers of sacred sites. It's the other people also that often know about where these sacred sites are and are the ones that we, the Forest Service, need to be consulting with.
The process is separate from Sea Alaska's land selection legislation. Bills in Congress propose turning tens of thousands of acres of Tongass land over to the regional native corporation. That includes a number of sacred sites. This is Ed Schoenfeld.